Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Rakesh Kapoor. Rakeshkapoor. Date of birth is 9/18/1958 is the date of birth. Date of accident is 7/28/2022. And date of service is 1/5/2022. Mr. Rakesh Kapoor presents himself for advanced med care for a follow-up visit today. He reports that his IME exam is going to be scheduling on January 9th, 2022. The patient is seeing neurosurgeon, a neurologist, an orthopedic surgeon, and a pulmonary specialist for subsequent problems that he has suffered. He has reported severe pain in the neck, moderate to severe pain in the neck, along with weakness of the right arm. And he has seen a neurosurgeon subsequent to the MRI. The reports of neurosurgeons are not available, but I believe a conservative treatment is being advised for him, along with exercise. Regarding his shoulders, the patient represents on baseline pain of 3 to 4 in the right shoulder and 4 to 5 in the left shoulder. He has more severe pain in the right usually than the left. And the right shoulder, he is able to raise his arm in abduction up to 90 degrees, and on the left it is up to 110 degrees. Patient also subsequently suffers from pain in the lower back, that is 7, and pain in both sides of the tailbone areas to the tune of 5 and 6. The left side is 5, right side is 6. The patient denies any radiation of pain to the buttocks or the lower legs. The patient also do not have any radiation of pain from the neck down to the upper arms. But he does report some weakness in the right arm and difficulty lifting the arm beyond 90 degrees on the right, and on the left it is up to 110 degrees. The patient reports almost 70% improvement in overall all the symptoms. Now today he is reporting a electrical sensation in the front of the right thigh in a L3 and L4 nerve distribution, which has no continuation of the lower back, but it feels like numbness and tingling, electricity running. And it happens especially when he strokes his thigh with hand, or when it is touching the thigh. But the walking has no aggravation about this particular symptom of numbness, tingling of the right thigh. It does not go below the knee. The patient has been seeing a neurosurgeon, Dr. Mohan, who has reviewed his MRIs. There was a lesion of arthritic lesion, osteophytes at C4, 5, and also C3, 4, and C5, 6, with a possibility of phrenic nerve paralysis or paresis. The patient has been coughing severely along with shortness of breath. He has been seeing a neurologist of his own and also a pulmonary specialist. He also underwent a cardiac evaluation, which all came out to be excellent. Dr. Haki has been an orthopedic surgeon that he has seen, and he is planning to operate on his right shoulder as well as in the left shoulder with the scope. He is diagnosed to have a phrenic nerve paralysis where the diaphragm on the right is elevated, causing him difficulty in breathing most of the time, and a chronic cough. At this time, the pain levels are reported to be between 5 and 8, mostly occupying the neck and the lower back and both shoulders. There is some pain in the tailbone is also reported. However, the patient has been doing conservative treatment, medications, exercise, home exercise, and reports 70% improvement in his situation. The areas that are affected are reported as follows. The sleep and enjoyment of life are affected, 8. The general activity is reported to be affected, 8. Mood and walking ability and relationship with other people are affected, 7. Work is affected, 6. In the system review, inpatient report that headaches are 5 to 6 and sometimes 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. They're mostly occupying the front of the head and usually moderately severe off and on. They are not associated with any nausea. The patient does not report any dizziness, vertigo, or loss of balance at this time. He has some difficulty sleeping and lack of concentration, denies any loss of memory, confusion, disorientation, anxiety, depression, panic. In fact, patient is able to drive and is able to carry out his work duties as well. He does a light duty job. In the pain and numbness, patient reports a stiffness of both shoulders and the neck, usually, as long as this more severe pain in the shoulder, especially the right. Mild to moderate pain in the neck and the lower back is also reported with weakness of the right arm. In the GI, patient has diarrhea but denies any nausea, vomiting, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, patient denies any incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of the breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level, and there is a 70% improvement. And in the medical history, patient report that he has consulted orthopedic surgeon who suggested surgery, and he is scheduled on 26 January for a surgery for his right shoulder, and thereafter left shoulder. The patient definitely denies injection treatment for any of the areas that suggested for him, beginning with the lumbar region and shoulder region. Hospitalization none. Weight loss, 5-pound weight loss is reported. The patient reports no other trauma, current pain medications, and naproxen. In the substance abuse, patient reports no abuse of any substances, and the compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 118 over 77, pulse rate is 88, and the pulse ox is 99. Physical examination is reported as follows. The general review remains the same. The patient is obese, sitting comfortably, slightly short of breath, and no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia is reported. No panic of anxiety or severe pain is noticed. The patient is concerned, slightly anxiety. Well, it has a good attitude and demeanor. The gait is normal. The rest of the exam is from the template, including a neurological examination, which is all normal. In the musculoskeletal examination, there are no local tenderness. On inspection, the spine appears to be completely normal, and spine tenderness is not observed. The range of the cervical spine is completely normal with a forward flexion of 45, extension 30, bilateral side flexion of 35, and bilateral rotation of 60. And in the lumbar spine also, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion is 25, bilateral rotation is 50 degrees. All the maneuvers were found to be completely negative in the maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. Cervical spine, the Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative. Dermal test is negative, stretch test was negative, Soto Hall test is negative, and myelopathy signs are absent. In thoracic test, Roos test was negative, lumbar spine, Budzinski, Kernick test was negative, straight leg raising test was negative up to 50 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is negative, and Kemp test was negative. Budzinski sign is negative. Secondary leg joints are very mildly tender. Faber test was positive bilaterally, and other than that, standing flexion test, compression test, distraction tests are negative. Gunston test is negative. Trendelberg sign is negative. The extremities examination is completely normal except for some weakness, motor weakness, 4x5 in the right arm. And most likely it is related to the finding in the cervical spine as well as in the shoulder rotator cuff injury. The gait is normal, and the hips are non-tender, and patient is able to walk well. Range of motion is 140 degrees of flexion and extension, 30 degrees of internal rotation, and no major tenderness or finding valgus varus abnormalities absent. Log roll, LE test, thermal test found negative. The knee examination also doesn't show any tenderness in the peripatal region. No swelling is noticed and collateral ligaments are found intact. Motor power is 5/5 and all the anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension was negative. The diagnosis remains the same. The plan of care is to have the patient continue seeing all the physicians that he's been trying to see. A neurologist, Dr. V. Gulabanti, he has contacted himself. He's been referred for cranial nerve testing for TBI. He also was referred for neuropsych evaluation that he has not done so far. EMG has been ordered and nerve conduction test for both his upper and lower extremities. Despite the symptoms being absent, we want to make sure that the phrenic nerve paralysis is not related to the C3-4, C4-5, C5-6 nerve root compression. At this time, the patient is quite stable, is able to work. His physical therapy can continue 3 times per week and with traction massage, aquatherapy. Patient has been advised about home therapy at length. He should be doing yoga, losing weight, and home traction and exercise and yoga exercise are the key. He can continue working at limited hours at 7 hours, 7 days, 5 pound restriction. Medication-wise, he is provided naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Allegra 50 milligram at night for sleep and anxiety disorder, gabapentin 600 milligram twice a day. The patient didn't want any control drugs for pain. His labs were reviewed, He will be seen in 30 days' time, and he has been recommended to continue the surgical aspect after reviewing all the MRIs. The patient does not want any injection treatment to the lumbar or the cervical region for pain, and he wants to try to lose weight and exercise and do conservative treatment so far. Similarly, he didn't want any injection treatment to the both shoulders, rotator cuff regions, and other ancillary areas. The patient is using all these braces and is trying to heal up with them. Appreciate very much. Thank you.